Welcome. I'm glad you're all here tonight. We do have Martina Spada's books for sale, courtesy of ASUA Bookstore, after the reading, so please take advantage of that. I'd like to announce a couple of events that are going on in the community this week. I think this is right. Hugh, correct me. Tomorrow night at the Shane House, there's a reading by the contest winners among students at the university who are taking the 209 poetry workshop. That's at 8 o'clock at Shane House tomorrow night. And Friday night in the Chack's Press reading series Here and Now, which is being held down at the Tucson Museum of Art, there will be a reading by Mark Weiss and Arthur Zee. I'm really delighted to be closing our season of readings this fall with a visit from Martina Spada. He comes to us from Boston, where he works as both a poet and a lawyer. He's the author of three books of poetry, The Immigrant Ice Boy's Bolero, Trumpets from the Islands of Their Eviction, Rebellion is the Circle of a Lover's Hands, and his new book, which is coming out from Norton, characteristically having an interesting title, if he can get away with it, with his publisher, The City of Coughing and Dead Radiators. His literary awards include two NEA fellowships, a Massachusetts Arts Fellowship, and a Penn Revson Foundation Fellowship, among others. As you'll hear in his work, his legal work has involved working with and on behalf of Latino people in the Northeast, in particular working with farm workers and more recently low-income tenants. He writes hard-edged documentary poems which never lose the capacity for song, even when they tell us the harshest of truths. Please welcome Martina Spada.